864-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this magnificent Monday, March 9th, 2026 edition. During the break, after Missy was off the line, I noticed a couple of text messages. Phyllis, down in the Dexter area, she said, I've noticed that the colors in the peanut M&Ms have changed. Yeah, I know, not allowed on fat burning, but it's one of my guilty pleasures. You know what? You don't have to feel guilty. I had pizza last night and a couple of light beers and some potato chips and chip dip while I was watching my sports. Michigan State Spartans men's basketball got their butts kicked in Ann Arbor, heading into the Big Ten championship this weekend. I was binge eating because they were losing. That's what I justify. If I eat junk food during my sports, my teams usually win. That's my guilty pleasure. Sure enough, got on the scale this morning, gained a pound and a half. But the interesting thing, the belt hole on my pants is in the same spot. 1.5 pounds of inflammation. My knees hurt, my hips hurt, my shoulders hurt. I was bad this weekend. Well, today I'm going to fast. I'm not going to eat any food at all. I've got enough stored fat in my body, and I can survive one day with just drinking water and flushing this inflammation out of my body. When I weigh myself tomorrow morning, I will tell you guys how much I lose today by not eating any food. Oh, I'm having my mushroom coffee, and I'm drinking my water, and I'm taking my supplements, vitamins. But that's it. After the show today, I'm going to pack up the studio. I'm going to pack up Mr. Snoop, and we're going to go down to see Miss Vicky. She is attending a conference down in Mount Pleasant and staying in a hotel all week, and she misses us. Well, last night I had to stay here, and I had to get the computer fixed for today's show so that we could do it and have interviews like with Missy. Cover the news, Michigan politics is what we do. One thing you have to understand, this is life-changing. Going from 297 pounds where I couldn't even bend over to tie my shoes, couldn't get down on the floor and then get back up, those days are gone. And I'm 3 years older. I even got to update her commercial because her radio commercial says, now that I'm 65, well, guess what? I'm 68. And I'm still in that 217 to 222 range. Do I fluctuate? You bet. It's not guilty. You don't have to feel guilty. Enjoy it. But then get on the scale tomorrow and see what happens. And then deal with it. It's that simple. It's a lifestyle change. One thing I did, I went out and bought 4 or 5 different pairs of the same black cargo pants. Every time you guys see me, I'm in the radio station's uniform. My black Your Defending Father's hat, the radio station t-shirt, and one of the 5 pairs of cargo pants, Carhartts. They're all size 38 waist. $50 a pop, bought myself 5 pairs. Depending on which ones are dirty, I'm wearing the radio station uniform. When you go to the state convention, you're going to see me wearing the radio station uniform. Why did I buy 5 pairs of size 38s? Because I'm invested in this belly size. I'm never going to get larger than a 38 waist ever again. When I started her program, if you go to checkerrandyhealth.com and look at Missy's website, I'm wearing size 54 pants. 54-inch waist. Triple X radio station shirt that is gray washed out. Today I'm in a large radio station t-shirt and 38 waist pants. Been that way for over 2 years. Give her a call. It works and she'll change your life. 269-964-4044. Now I'm going to get back to Lansing because here it is, folks, March 9th. Now, I want you to understand something. Back in the day, from 1837 until 1963, the state of Michigan, in our original constitution, our original charter, had a part-time legislature. Part-time. They would spend the snowy months of January and February passing a budget. After they got the budget done, which is in our constitution, they must do, they then would pass a few bills. Well, I did some research over the weekend. Do you know that this week was the average week that they would go home back to their own district and shut down Lansing? On average, from 1837 through the early 1900s, March 10th through March 15th was the average date that they would shut down for legislative session for the year and go back home. Go back home. They would not stay there and continue introducing these bills. They would not be working on the budget until June 30th, which the governor has requested that they give her the budget before July 1st this year because it's a big election year. The governor knows that when these guys go on summer break for 4th of July, guess what? They're not coming back until after Labor Day. And then they're going to be campaigning because of the November election. So guess what? This is, without a doubt, going to be another repeat of last year. Last year, they only passed, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer only signed into law 75 public acts, 75 laws. That's it. Goes all the way back to the 1800s that they had those few number of bills. And this year may even be less than last year. That is a great thing. Now, one thing you have to understand, this process never used to be this way. It wasn't until the lazy governor, George Romney, demanded a constitutional convention, and we went from part-time legislature to full-time. Back in 1963, state representatives, state senators were paid $3,000 a year because they only worked 2 or 3 months, and then they went back home to their district. Well, the governor, who had been responsible for constituent services. If you ever had a problem with the state government, you didn't call your state rep, you didn't call your state senator. You called the governor's office. The governor's office had a full-time secretary for constituent services. Any problems with state government, any issues you have, you get a hold of the governor's office. George Romney didn't want to do it that way anymore. So he demanded a constitutional convention, and they went from part-time to full-time. And going full-time meant they would be responsible year-round for constituent services, and instead of the governor dealing with it, he delegated it to state reps and state senators. That's why today, if you have a problem with a bureaucratic agency department, you call your state rep, you call your state senator. You don't call the governor's office. The governor's office don't deal with that garbage anymore. Well, because of term limits, which was passed in 1992, bureaucratic agencies, bureaucrats, departments, they know you guys are going to be gone in 6 years in the House, 8 years in the Senate. You're out of here. Well, that was until we changed term limits. 2022, we went to 12 years of service, either in the House and or the Senate, any combination thereof. So now these elected officials could be in Lansing for 12 years. Well, that's a little bit longer time for these bureaucrats to have to deal with you. So guess what? Now they're starting to pay attention. But still, the governor is scot-free, doesn't have to deal with any of it. If we truly want to fix the state of Michigan, we need to go back to part-time legislature. We're only one of four states in the country that has a full-time legislature. California, New York, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Four states that are overtaxed and overregulated. I mean, it's just common sense. We need a common sense governor to get these things done, to truly fix what's wrong with the state of Michigan. And a Republican-controlled state Senate. That is the mission for this year. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together, we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Just to wrap up this part-time legislature, this budget process, all of these bills, it's absolutely ridiculous what a behemoth monster Lansing has become. It's what's wrong with our state. We are so overtaxed. We are spending so much money to run our state government, it's ridiculous. When I talked to Perry Johnson last Thursday, he said, as the next governor of the state of Michigan, he's going to do a forensic audit on every single department, bureaucratic agency, and as an efficiency expert, eliminate the waste, fraud, abuse, and the stupid spending. Earlier in the show, I talked about it. $1.1 million paid to a company from Washington State to do research, historical research on the boarding schools that served Native American children in the state of Michigan. The horrific things that happened at those boarding schools. Abuse, many of them died, some of them went missing. It's part of our history. It's horrific. But you're going to spend, Lansing is going to spend, and Wayne Schmidt, the Rhino Republican state senator, helped work with the Democrat to authorize the funding of this into the state budget back in 2023. Now, here it is, February of 2026, last month. This company turned in a 300-page report and did nothing. Didn't even answer any of the questions. Didn't even provide any real historical background other than to say, in its summation, we need to do more research on this history. Over $1 million. Are you kidding me? What is wrong with these people in Lansing? And don't even get me started about Washington, D.C. That budget is ridiculous. Well, here's the whole nut absolutely wrapped up in a beautiful little shell, talking about Phyllis's little peanut M&Ms. Well, guess what? This insanity's got to stop. And it starts with electing the right people this year. And again, I'm looking forward very much to vetting these governor candidates and then seeing who turns in the sufficient number of signatures April 21st deadline to make it onto the ballot. We'll see. But the bottom line is, folks, we have got to change direction. We cannot, in my opinion, nominate nor elect a politician to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. So, sorry, Senator, former state representative, now Senator Eric Nesbitt, you're going to have a pretty difficult interview with me on my show. Raising a lot of money for your campaign from PACs, special interest groups in Lansing, yeah, that's not going to cut it. And John James, I don't even think that guy will even come on the show. We'll see. Invitations are going out. If you know these guys, text them. Let's see if they come on the show. Because I got to tell you, this insanity spending in Lansing has got to stop. This budget needs to be chopped immediately by 20-25%. This is absolutely ridiculous. And it's so simple. Carla Wagner wants to eliminate property taxes. Well, how much money does Lansing actually get from our property taxes versus it staying in our local communities? Good question. Well, whatever the amount is, that's what they'll have to cut the budget by. What will be the standard answer? Sorry, we can't afford it. It's not in the budget. We don't have the money. The crazy people in Michigan voted in November to eliminate property taxes. And by doing it, changing the state's constitution, the budget has to be cut. It's that simple. Here's the projected revenues without property taxes. This is what you guys get to spend. Perry Johnson wants to eliminate income tax. $13 billion a year goes into Treasury in Lansing as a result of the state income tax. Well, it's very simple. You eliminate the income tax, you reduce the budget by $13 billion. Well, which department would get cut? All of them. It's very simple. You take $65 billion divided by $88 billion, you come up with a percentage, and you now get 66% of the money you got last year. Across the board, every department. You got to have some stones to do it. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com.